I'm Diane Roberts. Worldwide, the number of people who have died from COVID-19 is more than 114,000, while the number of confirmed cases is well above 1.8 million. In the United States, there are more than 22,000 deaths and more than 560,000 confirmed cases. Blood tests for the coronavirus could play a key role in deciding whether millions of Americans can safely return to work and school. But public health officials warn the current Wild West of unregulated tests is creating confusion that could ultimately slow the path to recovery. South Korean officials warned Monday that hard-earned progress fighting the pandemic could be upset by new infections at bars and other leisure spots. This highlights global tensions between governments desperate to maintain social distancing and citizens eager to resume their lives in a time of economic pressure mounting and infections slowing in some places. Spain begins to reopen parts of its economy with construction and manufacturing returning after a two-week hibernation period. The number of people dying from the coronavirus in Spain continues its downward trend. Government figures show another 517 people died, with the overall number of fatalities at nearly 17,500. In addition, the number of confirmed cases is at its lowest daily figure since March 20th at 3,477. The government's top infectious disease expert said the United States may be ready to start gradually reopening next month as signs, infection is decreasing. This is VOA News. The U.S. Supreme Court said Monday it will hear arguments next month over whether President Donald Trump can continue to refuse to hand over his tax returns to Congress and New York prosecutors. The country's highest court had been scheduled to hear arguments in the case March 31st, but were delayed by the coronavirus pandemic. The court said it would hear the tax case by teleconference in May, which could allow it to deliver a ruling before the November presidential election. Saudi Arabia has extended a nationwide coronavirus curfew indefinitely after cases of infection decreased in recent days. The country of about 30 million has recorded more than 50 deaths and 4,400 infections, including some members of the Saudi royal family. The Saudi health minister warns there could be 10 to 20,000 COVID-19 cases in the kingdom in the coming weeks. Observers say the numbers are the highest among the six Gulf Arab states. Last week, the Saudi-led coalition fighting in neighboring Yemen announced a unilateral ceasefire there. Shortly afterwards, Yemen confirmed its first coronavirus case. The health minister from the worst-hit Middle Eastern country, Iran, says the trend of stable and decreasing cases of COVID-19 contamination has been observed in recent days and has continued over the last 24 hours. Iran has almost 4,600 total deaths and just over 7,300 confirmed cases of coronavirus, with almost 46,000 people recovered. Britain's Foreign Secretary Dominic Raab faces a decision this week whether to extend a nationwide lockdown aimed at stemming the spread of COVID-19. Raab has been filling in for Prime Minister Boris Johnson, who's recovering at his country estate from the new coronavirus. The Prime Minister was released from a London hospital Sunday. Pope Francis prayed Monday for the growing number of women subjected to domestic abuse while living under coronavirus lockdown. The pontiff live-streamed an Easter Monday prayer from his private library. The Vatican and Italy entered a second month of restrictions on most outdoor activities. Countries from Australia to France have seen surges in the number of domestic violence cases reported to police. There is worry among many that abuses are going unreported and that the true scale of the violence is not known. Strong storms pounded the deep south Sunday, killing at least six people in the southern state of Mississippi and damaging up to 300 homes and other buildings in northern Louisiana in the United States. Flood and tornado warnings were issued in many parts of the south. WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange fathered two children with a lawyer representing him while he was sequestered in the Ecuadorian embassy in London, this according to a British newspaper Sunday. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA News.
This is Border Cross.